stuff at Fisgard Street. I can't remember the
Alright, okay.
Well, I've had a little thing there, Jack. So it's a Friday afternoon, we start at 12. And then about between 5 and 7, we have a pan and the water. So don't miss that one. Pan and the water, we have three steel pan lined up to give you a nice entertainment.
Kicking off the weekend with some steel pan.
According to Shane Sensei, we're starting off the weekend with steel pan, boy.
That means I gotta change my. I gotta change my
story. Yeah,
they
call it pan in your
Hey!
On the waterfront, you know?
Yeah.
The Friday ship point comes alive with pan, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And as I heard Jackson, we have to kick off my Ambrosia by about 8 until about 2. And then, you know, Saturday morning is a full weekend experience we're giving them Saturday morning.
Chucks on the road, aye. Nice. So, tell me something, Oli. This is your second year that you're putting this event on. What is the anticipation? And tell me the difference between the first to this one now.
Right, so
right.
Last year we brought in one national artist. This year we're bringing in two, right?
Mm.
So it's like we're doubling up.
Nice. So with that, if I come to the food festival, the Caribbean festival, it a food truck, it a drinks.
We have over 40 vendors.
Nice.
To select from, we have close to 9 food vendors.
Mm-hmm.
Most of which is Caribbean. So. Yeah, you know what it is, a Caribbean festivity, so with that, it couldn't be anything less than that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have vendors coming all the way from the mainland to
nice.
Be a part of the island.
Wow.
Nice.
And to all the Vancouver passes, everyone on the mainland who are listening right now, listen, make sure you save the date in your calendar, the weekend. August the 29th, the 30th, and the 31st is something not to miss. To miss is to this. Back to you, Mr. Cube.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
I have a question. As not only being a participant, but somebody who will be there. And O'Neill, you could probably give some pointers here. Because this is multiple days, the 29th to the 31st. What is your advice for somebody who trying to attend everything to from the 29th, from the pan to the night, the glow, then the parade in the morning, then the after party, and then how to manage that, and what precautions they should take, and what that kind of diet they should be eating? And,
First thing, let me answer it for you, Shane. Let me answer it for you, Mr. Woody.
First thing,
you have to learn to pace yourself. You can't go in there with a tired body, you rest up the Thursday night, and then when you reach there the Friday, now you have a little bit of energy, and you get some nice Caribbean food in your system. You understand? And once you get your Caribbean food in your system and you hit the first party and the first little you go home and you rest up and you make sure that you go to bed with a little itis from the Caribbean food. And then now you come out this Saturday morning early because you're fresh. You're pacing yourself. Now if you're drinking, don't drive. Remember that. Right. Drinking and driving is good.
We don't drink and drive. That's
don't drink and drive. But if you're drinking, drink responsibly.
Right.
You understand?
And you know what? One thing I want to add about that is that pretty much anyone who's staying in the area, like if you're staying around the venue here, everything is just walking distance, right?
Right.
Yes.
If you're a little bit outside and you have to drive, the beauty about this island as well, if you drive and you have to leave your car, you can book a cab, you can book a Uber or whatever and get
you. You can book a horse and carriage.
We're down with the house and carriage, like we have this. This is the main tourist destination of Canada, right? So we have it all here. So, and I would add to that, stay hydrated because we have our local brewery or sponsor, High-End, which will be providing the beer for us. We're going to be getting our own Caribbean Island Fest beer selling in the venue. So, you know, yes, man.
So I have another question.
Oh, you have so much a question, so boy. Wait, why like in this questionnaire?
No, I'm covering all the aspects for people who want to know and they want to know this, that, the other, right?
Mm.
So let me say, there is somebody interested in volunteering or something like that and making the festival. Can they be a part of this spectacular team?
Yes, man. So you know all the activities on Island Fest that come, and that's Island without a S, ILANDFEST .com. So you go there, like for parade information is there, for the after party it is there, for the for volunteering is there, to see all our sponsors, our funders is there, right? Mm-hmm. So once you go to Island Fest, www.islandfest.com without a S, of course. So I go again. www.ILANDFEST.com. All information is there, including our DJs, of course. We have Shane and Jack as already kicking off the thing with some after mix, with some hype up mix. So you can also go there. There's a music section to check out our DJs.
So I can volunteer. Right. So I can volunteer my DJ skills for all you then. Eh? I could throw a volunteer and see if I could come out.
I hear secure by me a volunteer DJ this year, so people.
You see?
Look at thing. So hold on. No, so right now who are listening, I want to hit up all the pages right now.
Nice, go ahead. Yes.
And check out the pages. And what we want right now, the first five persons, right? We can check out the pages right now and tag all three pages and share it with them friend. Right as them do that, them just need to tag us and we're going to monitor it on Island Fest. And that's our first free ticket, because this is the first interview we're doing of our series, right?
Yes,
so that's our free ticket for the kickoff party.
Nice. You hear that? So we want everybody to go to www.
Let's make it two. It's for a couple.
All right, it's for a couple. You see? So everybody log on to www.ifest.com. Like the page, tag the page, share the page. Everybody let everyone know that Island Fest will be kicking off in August for the long weekend. Now, Mr. O'Neill, I hear we have a prize given away. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, man. So we're just talking about right now. So we just put one out there. So they need to tag Island Fest.
Mm-hmm.
I need to tag CJSF 91 FM. Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's CJS Radio. They need to tag, and they need to also tag Nasty Jag. They need to tag Shane, and they need to tag Kelvin.
Right.
IQ. Mm. So that's DJ.Q416.
Nice.
So once they do that, we will be monitoring that from Island Fest End. And the person who shared that the most for this week, they're going to get two tickets to the kickoff party.
Aye, aye, aye. Couples are best friends.
You hear that? Two tickets.
And listen, they have to stay tuned because the next thing after leading up to the event, we're gonna have tons of what is coming up. So every time we come on this, they have to come on because we have things to give away.
And this is the first of many interviews, eh? So leading up to the Caribbean days, we will have more interviews with you, and you know, Shane might be coming back, you know, on popular demand. And of course, if we could get Nasty Jags to come into the radio station and be an intergalactic himself, we will talk a little bit more about the Caribbean Days Festival. So while you hold on tight, let Shane play some music, and then we'll come back for another 2 more minutes. We could do that?
Yeah,
all right, Mr. Shane, log on, kick off. Let me go.
DJ Shane.
Respond with your hands up. When they call, you must answer. Respond with your hands. When they call, you must answer. Respond with your hands up. When they call, you must answer. Respond up. And it's all day. The spirit telling me jump until I'm morning. And we're not going to stop until we fall. We're ready for the road. Well, yeah.
I can feel the spirit.
Hey, so when they call, you must answer. Say, respond with your hands up. When they call, you must answer. Respond with your hands up. When they call, you must answer. Say, respond with your hands up. When they call, you must answer. Respond up.
Party. Hey, time to party. Hey, time to party. Hey, I just want to jump.
Sure, you see what he said. You hear what everybody's saying on that interview there with O'Neal. We're taking that mental day. I might gotta take 2 mental days, the 28th, the 29th. Because it's Island Fest 2025. Madness in the capital. Talking about Island Fest. We also got to talk about Caribbean Days. The end of July. That is July 26th and 27th here in Coquitlam. We got a DJ showcase, you know, right there in the beer garden from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. We got myself, Nasty Jags will be there, IQ will be there.
Yeah, I think Arms will be there. You know, of course, maybe Hop Hop will be there, Rex will be there, DJ Rex will be there. It will be 11 DJs coming up on that thing. So, yeah. But let me come back to Island Fest. We back with Island Fest. So, now that we have the dates, we have the venue, we have the food trucks, we have the music, we have the entertainment, we know all of that is there. Who is going to be there performing live? He's from Barbados. Don't get shit vexed.
You try to mess up the artist. Neil trying to put the artist where he ain't from.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes. So, Scott, of course, you know, we have for the after party, we have DJ Vante and we have DJ Shane for the official after party. That's the Saturday night. That's live performances, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we already hear that we have for the kickoff party, the Glow kickoff party edition, first edition, we have DJ Nasty Jags and, of course, DJ D Fresh Music.
Glow party means
performances, that stuff. So the rest to be announced in future editions.
No shortage of music, no shortage of entertainment. Now, if people need to find a place to stay, let me say, a man say, oh God, boy, last minute thing, I want to go down and see if we could do something on the 28th. You have venues locked up for that?
So, again, if you go to the website, that is there too.
Right.
So, we have created partnership with several hotels here on the island.
Mm-hmm.
And anything you see on the website with the code there, there's the special rate that you can get once there's rooms available. So, if people plan to travel, I encourage you to get your room early, because this is busy season here, and if rooms aren't available, like, you're just going to have to pay the price wherever it's at. Also, we have partnered with Wilson Transportation, which will take you from the mainland, from their pickup destination, onto the ferry, hassle-free, downtown, right into the venue.
Nice, you see?
To the mainland, so that's partnership that we have there already. The flight to be flight next year. We don't have a flight arrangement this year, except for our big raffle. Yes, man, there's a big raffle thing with WestJet right now where it can take you to any destination that they travel to. You can get a raffle ticket online or you can get it at the venue. And that's for two persons, right? Any destination they go to, it will be covered.
Wow.
Yes.
Big things, Island Fest, boy.
Well, like you see how Island Fest kicking off? It kicking off nice. Now, I train this all day, you know, because I might get in trouble for this. How could the Caribbean community in the Western Hemisphere get together and coordinate events that happen from one city to the next with sweet harmony? What could we do that?
Yes, it's happening. We have the West Canada West Connection already. We have a part of that team. We have Caribbean Days. We have Cari West in Alberta. We have Cari Fest in Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we have Access in Surrey there. So the West is connected. The West is live.
Right.
Work in progress. And then we have the other two
provinces that we're going to engage to be a part of the board, a part of the team next year. So I must say to the entire Canada and the entire world listening right now that the West is connect, the West is live, and you can see the strength and the unity in the soca train.
Right.
Good. So, but to answer your question there, Q, what we can do to make it better is that the community have to let go of the systematic control that has been placed on our brain for too long, and get to a place where we can work together and not kill each other, but support each other, love each other, because love is what we were taken from, but we have been engraved in a system of hate for each other. So we have to reverse that. But we have started some work, and I think what Island Fest has created last year, it has connected community. It has just people who live on the island who have never seen each other, talked to each other before. But now they are connected. They know each other, and the relationships found out of Island Fest. So I'm just saying, my community, my Caribbean community, forget the colonialism, forget the slave control, and get back to the place where we come from. Love. First and foremost, love. Protect each other, serve each other, unite together, and be stronger and better. And I say that without apologies.
Right. Nice.
And don't mind the coldest madness in the capital, but it's love madness in the capital, right?
Love madness in the capital, yes.
Well, nice. We like to hear that. Well, of course.
The kind of thing about it, you know, guys, sometimes we have to touch the tough topics. As we grow, as we strive to build together and grow together, we are people of hurt, scars, and wounds. Uh-huh. And for us to grow, we have to deal with those hurt. We have to deal with those scars. We have to address those wounds. And this is part of the reason where we can bring people together through this Caribbean activity, where we can bring them together in the same space, where energy can be exchanged, energy of love, energy of collaboration, energy of unity. This is where it happens. And yes, we're going to fight, but we're also learning when we fight how to mitigate those fights without being enemies.
I feel.
And the most important thing is we're doing it together.
I feel, Mr. O'Neill, in your past life, you was a preacher.
Why? We talk about that another time.
Yeah, I feel so, because that's so many you just put on there, all my pores kind of. Oh, hey!
Yes.
So we're talking about unity, we're talking about togetherness, we're talking about happiness, all in one under one roof. And to add to what you just said, I think we all, as a Caribbean people in a strange land, should get together and make sure that the Caribbean island is heard, sung, and pleasantly put together. It should not have no bickering, it should not have no fighting, this one better than this one, and that. No. Done away with them days. And you're right, we should come together as one unit, even though it's separate.
One thing I want to add there, if you realize the motors of the Caribbean, they're very similar.
Yes.
And from the island Jamaica, it says out of many one people.
Right.
And what we have been doing on the island here, we have the Vancouver Island Caribbean Hub that presents Island Fest. And what we have a CARICOM system here on the island, right, where we have representatives from each country that speaks and have the authority to represent their country under the hub. So when you come to Island Fest, you're not coming there to see the perspective of one person or two person. You're coming to see the CARICOM perspective, because these are people who are representing their culture and putting their say and their pieces in what they need to happen, so that when their people come out, they are getting exactly the home experience that they should.
Jeez, and ages. Couldn't have said it any better than that, boy.
Well, folks, this is what it is all about. CGSF 90.1 on your FM dial. We have Nasty Jags and we have O'Neill from Island Fest giving you a little insight. This is the first of many interviews that we will have that will lead up to the Island Fest. Of course, you know, we have August, Island Fest. Make sure and be there. And of course, in July, we're talking about the Caribbean Days Festival. That coming up soon, right? So everything lead up to everything. So at the end of the day, thank you guys for coming out. This is the first of many interviews. We're looking forward for many more. And we're going to take you back to Mr. Shane. Let him get on and carry on, man. And then I go jump in and play a little thing after. You know? Sounds good, yes, fellas?
Bless. Thanks for having us.
Bless each and everyone.
I want to say enough respect to CJSF 90.1 FM, of course, DJ iCube, DJ Shane on the ones and twos, and of course, O'Neill and the whole team behind and between and beside and in front, in the back of Island Fest. Enough respect. Of course, big up all the festivals, Caribbean Days Festival coming up. Of course, the Maple Ridge Festival, the Jamaican Picnic. Big up all the Caribbean massive out there.
Yes.
Anything, man.
Yes, don't forget, I also got
respect and thanks for having us again. And you know,
hold on, Shane was saying something. What is this?
Oh, go ahead, Shane.
Next week is also Fusion Festival.
Yes,
the Barbados tent this year, so you know the place can be. It's still gonna be good, but the vibes is not going to be like when the Barbados tent is there. But still, go. It's at Holland Park. That is next weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Don't be late. All you fellas, don't be late. Big up yourself.
Oh, gosh.
All right, Shane. Right. You ready for me? Give me a little 2 more minutes before I come on, man. Now, you big up yourself. Let me go. Big up.
Now I want you. You see, you. Not bad in English. Not bad in Spanish. But you bad in bum bum. You bad in bum bum. When all girls take in fish. New position, you unleash. Cause you bad in bum bum. You bad in bum bum. Your men say you're not perfect. Uh-huh. Friends say makeup not good. Uh-huh. But when you get in the mood, uh-huh, everything looking good. Uh-huh. You giving them licks, uh-huh, cause your bumper doing physics. Uh-huh. You not bad in mass, but he's doing Jimmy flicks in matrix. Uh-huh. You not bad in Zafir Moon. Uh-huh. You whining on an in tune, cause you bad in dum dum. Uh-huh. You bad in dum dum. Not looking like Guam Moon. Mm-hmm. Bumper doing typhoon, cause you bad in dum dum. You bad in dum dum. What we come with stink behavior. Behavior. Stink behavior. Behavior. What we come with stink behavior. Behavior. Stink behavior. Behavior. What we come with stink behavior. Give a damn. Behavior. Party people. Stink behavior. Behavior. Stink behavior. Give a damn. Behavior. Party people. Behavior. Turn on the water when we touch down. We
think behavior. See, this is highly encouraged. If you go to any event coming up this month, next month, with your man or your woman, your partner, just expect a little wine from a stranger. Sharing is caring in Caribbean culture. My big bro IQ getting ready to get on the ones and twos.